This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Then suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom and the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
7 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back in just a few days. He's taking some well-deserved time off. And we are celebrating Halloween. This is Bobby Boris Pickett. Heard of Boris Bobby Pickett? Bobby Boris Pickett. Doing the monster mash. We love this one. You got to listen to this every year. It's the only time it really works. Lots of fun with the monster mash. And lots going on. Gosh, we are a week and a day from Election Day. Today is Halloween, of course. And gosh, there's just all kinds of stuff going on in the news. Let's start in Long Island. This Long Island Medical Center, guys, reported, by the way, in the East Hampton Star, fears that Donald
That's
Trump...
That's my favorite publication, the East Hampton
it?
Star.
There you go. It's what you read all the time. A Long Island Medical Center fears that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going to kill its patients. What does that mean, you say? Well, the Southampton Hospital has barred its cardiac rehab clients from chatting about the presidential election in the gym. Due to the fact that we have patients with heart conditions, we cannot allow political debates in the gym. This is a sign, a bright pink sign, by the way, in all capital letters. Jessica Swatica, it looks like is her name. She's the manager of cardiopulmonary rehab and wellness services, told the East Hampton Star. Quote, we were getting a lot of complaints from patients who didn't want to listen to the debates. More than half of U.S. adults find the 2016 election very or somewhat significant in terms of stress, according to the American Psychological Association. So they're eliminating any election talk, especially if you've got a weak heart. They don't want to give people any reason to get sicker over this election. I thought that was kind of funny.
It's very funny.
There's so much division going on. Yeah. There's just so many arguments. I think most people are just ready for it all to be over.
Yes, definitely. But it is, I mean, Kara said earlier, you know, it's in recent memory, we can't think of any election season that's been so divided. I don't think that this has ever happened in my lifetime. I don't ever remember anything like this. We took it to, and all of us are guilty, you know, we all took it to the wrong place, and it just went to such a low level that, you know, I have family in Europe, and they just think it's not real. They're like, this is like watching reality TV. This isn't real.
I think it kind of just stems back to both candidates being so unlikable. Most, if you look at the likability numbers of these candidates, they are the two least popular candidates to ever run for election,
yep,
at least since we've been tracking this. And I think that leads to it because you have a lot of, I mean, elections have been divisive before. I mean, you've had a lot of, there's been a lot of infighting with parties and between parties. But because these candidates are so unlikable, you have people on both sides going, well, that person is so bad, we need this. And so you kind of are playing this defensive game of politics, which seems to make it a little deeper and darker. All right, some good news.
Yeah, if you're on one side, it's hard to find the redeeming quality in the other side in this election. Yeah, it's true.
And I fear that after the election, I think obviously things will probably be peaceful and you'll start, you know, in January we'll start with someone new. But I can't imagine that either candidate will actually start with a whole lot of support. So it's going to be tough for whomever the victor is. All right. A North Carolina woman set out to teach her husband a little bit of a lesson about the lottery. Instead, she's the one who got schooled. This is a great story. Glenda Blackwell was tired of her husband wasting money on lottery tickets. So on Saturday, he asked her to buy some Powerball tickets. She bought a $10 Carolina Millions scratch-off ticket instead. She said, "I was going to be ugly and buy a scratch-off to show him they didn't hit. Sometimes I get aggravated with them, so I tell him, 'You're just wasting your money.'" Well, maybe she should get aggravated and more often, because the scratch-off ticket she bought out of spite was $1 million winner.
Oh my God.
She says, quote, "I had to eat my words, but they were worth eating, so I was very happy." Blackwell picked up the lump sum option, so she ended up with $415,503 after taxes, which she said she'll use to buy a home and some land. She'll help her daughter out and put some money away for college for her two granddaughters. How about that, though? You know, ladies, we all are guilty of this with our significant others, where we're like, "Oh, nope, you're doing something silly again. We're going to teach you."
Yep.
And this time it just paid off for her.
I mean, it's eating your own words is fine when you're washing it down with a bottle of Opus One, because
right?
You just won the lottery. I'd be fine with eating my own words.
That's amazing. So much fun. All right, and also, if you're getting ready to give out Halloween candy and you need some tips for what to hand out to trick-or-treaters, there's a new survey about the most popular candy depending on the state that you're in. We'll post this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. What's really surprising here is my home state of California, they picked Lifesavers, ladies, and I just, you know... I mean,
how is a lifesaver even a candy? Isn't that just like a breath mint?
Everybody in California is on a diet, so
like,
Lifesavers it is. I don't know. I mean, you have a lot of different candies listed on this is popular. Let's see, in Virginia, Kara, where you live, you're in Virginia, right?
I work in Virginia. I live in Maryland. So
in Maryland, officially.
To see what Maryland's is, too.
All right, so Virginia, the favorite candy there is Reese's Pieces. In Maryland, Almond Joy, very, very solid choices. I love those.
Almond Joy, really?
With all the coconut and the almonds. In New York, Sweet Tarts, Victoria, are the most popular. Can't say I love a Sweet Tart.
No. Mm-hmm.
Some of the other states on the list, Swedish Fish, very big in Louisiana. Apparently, the crawfish theme carries over into candies. In Illinois, they love Snickers. In Hawaii, 100 Grand Bar, that's surprising. It melts all over the place. North Dakota likes Sour Patch Kids. Ohio likes Milky Way. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, there you go. You need to go to Rhode Island to get those. And candy corn, still doing okay in South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Oregon. Also, Wyoming loves candy corn. Pretty bizarre. West Virginia favors Oreos, which I didn't know were actually a thing for Halloween.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin is shaking their Laffy Taffy. So there you go. We'll post the entire list of states. You can check out what your state favors at facebook.com/DJV Show. And we've got some elevator news next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at 14 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Victoria Carashillan at the controls, Dougie out on a little getaway. He'll be back at the end of the week, and we're playing a little Aerosmith for you because elevators are in the focus. Now, I don't know what other morning radio show would be talking about elevators right now, but darn it, we are, because we've been lied to, people, for many, many a year. This is really breaking news. I mean, really, hold on to your seats, grab that steering wheel. This news, it is shocking. How many times have you gone into an office building? Maybe you're going to the doctor. You press the closed door button in the elevator, thinking that it would help you get to your destination faster. Well, sad news. According to a report by the New York Times, those buttons, they haven't actually done anything since the introduction of the Americans with Disabilities Act back in 1990. That's right. You're hearing this right.
You've been wasting all that energy since the 90s.
Every time you hit that closed door button on an elevator since the early 90s, absolutely nothing has happened. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires elevator doors to stay open long enough for people using crutches, canes, or wheelchairs to get in. And so those buttons are really just there for show. Firefighters and maintenance workers still have keys or codes to make the closed door buttons work. But for the rest of us, completely useless. And by the way, also blowing your minds, it's not just elevators that have been lying to us. The same thing applies to crosswalk signals and to office thermostats. That's right. The buttons don't function in the ways we want them to.
The thermostat one makes me angry.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
it's
right?
It's one thing if the light, you know, to cross the street doesn't turn faster. Okay, whatever. I can wait a couple minutes. But in an office building where it's hot or cold and I actually want to change the temperature, what the heck?
I know. Well, yeah, I mean,
they
claim that there's a placebo effect on all of this. Like, if you're pushing the elevator close button or the crosswalk button, or if you're upping the thermostat by 2 degrees, you feel like you're really doing something. And so apparently that's why they keep doing this to us. I mean, you would think, why don't you just take the button off the panel then? If there's no use for it, just take it away. And then everyone just has to stand there and suffer. But it's hitting that little button is somehow satisfying to us. So
it's also
they keep doing it.
The crazy people who you just know are super type A that are actually waiting for the elevator car on the outside. So instead of just pressing the button once, they actually hit it like 4 or 5 times if they want to go up. Like that's going to somehow draw the elevator to them faster because their finger just can't stop hitting the button. If anything, I would just slow the elevator down. Those people drive me crazy.
I do that sometimes, but it's just because the elevator in our building is finicky and that doesn't actually work sometimes. So you have to hit it 5 times so it actually comes to you.
That's all right, because you're getting, like, you've got the code to make everything work. You're not actually just being impatient. It's so funny how even, like, with the thermostat thing, how when you hit the buttons and you automatically feel better. I mean, the placebo effect, it is totally, totally real. These things, I say keep them around. Even if they're tricking us, at least we feel better about everything.
There was in an office that I worked in not that long ago, there was obviously a dummy thermostat, and it had the little thing at the bottom that you slide to the left or right, and it just so freely slid each way, I knew it was a total dummy thing, and then I looked at it one day, like, all around it, and there was nothing connecting to it, so I actually called maintenance, I go, the thermostat's broken, and then the guy started laughing, he goes, it's not real. I'm like, why is that not real? It's like, it's because people feel like they're doing something important if they move it.
Oh, it's so crazy. Oh, my goodness. All right. It is a Halloween spooktacular. More up ahead. It is On Air with Dub, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls at 21 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imaginary friends, stay with me till the end now. Keeping me dreaming. Imaginary.
It's 24 minutes past the hour. On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out till the end of the week. And it's Monday, ladies, which means it's New Music Monday. You can follow our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag New Music Monday at DJ V Show on Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. And this is Chove Lo, who's got an imaginary friend. This is from her second album, Lady Wood. The Swedish-born singer-songwriter not only written numerous songs for other artists, but she's also duetted on hits like Nick Jonas's Clothes, The Chainsmokers' Habits, and Coldplay's Fun off of their latest release, A Head Full of Dreams. So, ladies, what do we think? I mean, I know a few of the Chove Lo songs, and they're good. They're very poppy. I don't know if she's one of my faves, but what do we think, Victoria? What do you know about her?
I think she's got that sort of typical Swedish. She's from Sweden, so she's got that Swedish EDM background, very poppy, electronic, heavy on like synths and stuff like that. It's not really necessarily my favorite kind of music, but I do like when I love her voice and when she sings on other people's music, like on the Coldplay duet of Fun and with Nick Jonas on Close. Her voice is really great, so I think I like her doing other people's stuff more.
Yeah,
I think she's good for dancing too. She's a lot of fun.
All right, so we give high marks to Chove Lo and her new hit, Imaginary Friend, in at number two on New Music Monday, Michael Bublé. This is cool. This is Someday featuring Meghan Trainor from his seventh album, Nobody But Me. He strays from like that typical crooner style that we've come to know from him. But he still has some big band sounds to please his core fans. I'm liking this. This is kind of cool.
I'm actually so excited about this song, and it's not because it's Michael Bublé, but it's because Harry Styles from One Direction wrote this song with Meghan Trainor.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is his, like, first big release, so that's why I'm excited about it.
You're, like, blowing. Look at you. You're all juicy.
I can hear it in your voice. Wow, I must have like a magnetic attraction to Harry as well. And Kara and I battle for Harry because we both love him equally. I actually love him a little bit more, but that's okay. but last night I was literally flipping through the whole new Michael Bublé album, and this song was the standout to me. So congratulations, Harry Styles.
Yeah, that's pretty big news. I mean, to take his career in that direction, that's fun. And, you know, anything Meghan Trainor, I'm really a fan of hers. She's young, and she's so multi-talented. She can write songs. She sounds great. She's got that sweet voice that, you know, it's good. Not that Michael Bublé's not a great talent, but the two of them together seem to work really well here someday.
Yeah.
With Michael Bublé and Meghan Trainor. All right, number one on New Music Monday, Kenny Chesney, one of my country buddies.
So let's drink another beer.
This trip around the sun from his new album Cosmic Hallelujah. This first single is a smash hit featuring Pink called Setting the World on Fire. We played that just last week, I think, here on the DJV show. This is the next cut from the album. And of course, I'm going to love it because I'm a country girl, but I'd like to know what you think, Victoria and Kara. Is this up your alley?
You know, I'm really developing I've always had respect for great country music. I tend to like more classic country. But I'm really digging his voice. I never really paid attention to his voice. It's great.
It's good. That's what all the beer does. Works on those vocal cords. Kara, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it all right. I've always been a fan of... I've always thought he's had a nice voice. So I'll probably check out this album because his song with Pink is really good.
That's a great one. Yeah, we like that one a lot. Kenny Chesney does some great duets, by the way. I'm totally forgetting the name of that rocker chick, and he did the song about you and tequila. Check that one out. I wish I could remember her name. You and Me and Tequila, great song from Kenny Chesney as well. More up ahead, it is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Happy Halloween at 28 past the hour.
Slow rolling down a tidal wave. We're just a band group. Baseball hit over the wall. We're just a drop of rain over a waterfall.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Loving it.
What's up? I love.
34 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls.
That is definitely the spookiest version of that song I've
Isn't
ever heard.
Isn't it great? Dougie out on vacation. He will be back at the end of the week. And we're holding down the fort. Happy Halloween. We're playing some spooky music today on the DJV show to get you in the mood. Take those kiddies out trick-or-treating and having some Halloween fun. Hopefully you'll either stay in with the movie tonight or hit the streets trick-or-treating. Whatever you do, be safe out there. Now, we have to do a little veteran news because this story really caught my attention. I know it did for you too, Victoria. An Army veteran who suffers with post-traumatic stress disorder is suing American Airlines after she was barred from bringing her service dog on a flight. Lisa McCombs was trying to return home to Gulfport, Mississippi on a regional American Airlines flight. She had her Labrador Retriever, Jake, with her on October 25th, 2015, so a year ago, but got stuck in Kansas after 2 days because airline agents would not let her board the flight. According to a federal lawsuit filed in Mississippi, the agents verbally assaulted McCombs, who demanded she tell them about her disability and explain how her service dog helps in a way that implied she was falsifying her claim. McCombs was a Iraq and Afghanistan vet. She was honorably discharged in 2009. As a captain, she relies on her dog to curb the anxiety and panic from post-traumatic stress. According to the suit, Jake was wearing his service vest and was properly documented at the time for the flight. Matt Miller, a spokesperson for American Airlines, told newspapers how embarrassed the company was about the matter. American won't be making any further comments since litigation is now pending. So, ladies, this one is a tough one because there are many people who abuse the service animal vest out there just to travel with their pets. And then you have people with legitimate claims who get into scuffles like this with American Airlines. So we'll start with you, Victoria. What do you think about all this?
You know, I know people who fake the service dog thing. Unfortunately, it is way too easy to do that. And it hurts people, like in this case, this poor woman who needs her service animal with her. And that's, you know, it's when people are messing with the system like that, it's something has to be done. And I have friends who have abused the system. I've been very vocal with them about it. I don't agree with them doing it. But I think that the system needs to change to make it more difficult and make it more legitimized to actually get a service animal registered. And the other option might be, maybe if people are so desperate to get their dogs and cats and ducks. Remember there was a duck story 2 weeks ago, a PTSD duck that travels around? Well, if people are so desperate to travel with their animals, then maybe the airline should make it easier for everyone to travel with their animal. You know, maybe there should just be better accommodations for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of issues at play here. The fact that there are people with real allergies, I'm allergic to dogs. Not every single one, but some, like my dad's dog, I'm severely allergic to. And that would compromise my ability to travel. So we have to kind of figure out where people's rights begin and where other people's rights sort of end. I think, yeah, it should be easier maybe to figure out a way for pets to fly. Maybe there's pet-friendly airlines or something that could actually use capitalism to make some money. Because obviously a lot of people don't want to put their pets underneath the plane. But, you know, it is kind of a fine line between infringing on people's rights. Kara, what do you make of all of this?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that's my frustration, too, because I've had family and friends who, you know, they call them therapy dogs, and all you have to do is fill out a form online, and then, you know, they're registered as a therapy dog, and you can get a little vest for them. But that, to me, is different than an actual service dog because they don't have to go through the type of training. And that's an issue, is that, you know, hopefully your dog or whatever pet they are, hopefully they're well behaved. But to me, there's no guarantee that a therapy dog is going to be well behaved on a plane, whereas a service dog has been trained to, you know, behave well. But I don't know. This is very frustrating to me because as someone, you know, I broke my leg last month and it was, you know, just kind of something stupid that happened. But lots and lots of people came up to me and they said, oh, what happened to you? Or, you know, oh, how'd you do that?
People you didn't know?
People I didn't know, just strangers coming up and asking that. And nothing, you know, it wasn't anything big that happened, so I didn't mind talking about it. But this can be so intimate. And to ask someone who's suffering from PTSD to explain, oh, what's happened to you? Or, you know,
first
what
of all, that's
from?
Illegal. It is totally illegal to ask anyone with a service animal what their disability is and what the animal's purpose is. So that's just, if you're out there and you work and deal with the public, you're opening your company up to a lawsuit if you ask someone what the reason is. So that's right there. American Airlines broke the law. So that's why that is going to be a big deal in that lawsuit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're right, Kara. People see crutches and they go, oh, what happened to you? And it's like, well, what if you were in a devastating car accident where you were driving and you killed your best friend? Do you want to talk about that at Starbucks online?
Most people don't. And you're right. There are boundaries that people just don't feel like they need to adhere to.
And the thing that I'm curious about, when you, I mean, I don't have any pets, so I've never gone through anything like this. But when you buy a ticket for a plane, is there a place to put if you have a service dog or not, or do you just show up with it? And
I think you have to coordinate with the airline, I think.
Yeah, so that's what's curious to me, because it seems like, at least in her lawsuit, she's saying that everything was, you know, all the paperwork was taken care of. So that's what's most confusing to me, is that if you have to register or tell them in advance that you have a dog, then why on earth wouldn't you be let on with the dog? That's something that should be figured out, you know, before you're at the airport.
Well, in this case, too, Jake the Labrador is a big Labrador. So if you're flying in economy and you have your Labrador service animal with you, where does the person next to you sit?
It's so bizarre because, and
it's a flawed system for sure.
It's a flawed system, and I totally appreciate it. I think that we should obviously be giving the utmost care. Airlines are very well aware when vets are flying with them. They know that. It's part of their information on file. So for the airline to question a vet who probably very likely really has these serious post-traumatic stress issues is tough. But the service dog thing in general really kind of makes me crazy, because a lot of people can acquire these vests online. Know some people. We actually know someone in common who's done that, where you can get one of these vests online and they're not really legit. Coming back from the Czech Republic in October, I flew through Switzerland, and from Switzerland to LA, I had a direct flight, and a man brought a dog on without a vest. The dog was a golden retriever, so it was a large dog, and the poor dog had to sit on this flight for 12 hours on a flight that I was uncomfortable on. Like, I wanted to get up and run around, and I could get up and go to the bathroom and stretch my legs a little bit. This dog was sitting on the floor in the air conditioning, probably getting stiffened up, and this guy just ends up keeping the dog on the flight for 12 hours. And as soon as the doors open, he then has to pound past everybody to get up to the door and jog, because obviously the dog has to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So this kind of stuff, like that instance where people take advantage of it, I do give some sympathy to the airlines, because I think there are people who are total opportunists who take advantage of the system. But in a case like this, when you see that it's a person with, you know, who's a vet, who's military personnel, I mean, you've got to, they had to know this. This was a mistake on the part of American Airlines.
Oh, this is just, you know, I mean, she felt that she was, in some of the detail that she gave to the Washington Post, she was saying that, you know, they, I think it was two female desk attendants who said, are you seriously going to travel with that thing? I mean, they literally called Jake that thing. And she felt bullied and said she was just shaking and she was a wreck before she even got on the plane. So she said, you know, she actually said to the workers, look at me, like, clearly this is not okay. Like, I have major anxiety and I'm a mess right now, and I'm not even on the plane yet. So the whole thing was unfortunate that it happened. But, you know, it's about education too. Like you said, Jen, if you know you have veterans, and, you know, what vet today has not seen some stuff that is worthy and serious enough to give them some form of PTSD? We know how many cases are undiagnosed even. We don't know. So I think we just need more sensitivity to the veterans.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, it is still ongoing. Crowdsourcing now involved, and they have made a lot of money. We'll give you the news on that when we return. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at 43 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
How safe is the school zone near your home? A new report released today from Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible with support from FedEx, reveals that school zones can be unsafe places for students. The research observed activity in school zones and recorded distracted walking by students, distracted driving by those dropping off, unsafe speed limits, and unmarked crosswalks. This comes at a time when teen pedestrian deaths have increased. In fact, 5 teens die every week while walking. Safe Kids president and CEO Kate Carr.
We need to rally our communities to take action to protect kids on the move. Let's commit to slow down to no more than 20 miles per hour in school zones and put an end to distraction while driving and crossing the street.
Safe Kids Worldwide and FedEx are teaming up to make safe school zones a priority and encouraging communities to lower speed limits and distraction and install signs and crosswalks where needed. For more information, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade a lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well,
do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand. And well-balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is...
Sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout to claim your offer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
I thought I'd make one. It's 47 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back at the end of the week. And ladies, this Dakota Access Pipeline protest has really been making a lot of news. Celebrities getting involved with this. Well, they started out a crowdsourcing campaign. They tried to fund a project. The goal was modest, $5,000, enough to help a few dozen people camping in North Dakota to protest the nearby construction of the four-state Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. Well, that $5,000 goal has been blown to bits. The fund has since topped a staggering $1 million. It's among several cash streams, by the way, that have provided at least $3 million to help with the legal costs of food and other supplies to those opposing the 1,200-mile pipeline. It may also give protesters the ability to prolong their month-long encampments that have attracted thousands of supporters as the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe pursues the fight in court. And as the number of protest-related arrests increased last week, so did contributions. So that's helping them out. The funds raked in more than $200,000 between Thursday and Friday alone. The Texas-based company building the pipeline is Energy Transfer Partners. They insist the project is safe. The tribe is fighting pipeline's permitting process in federal court. And you have to think that the stars, like Shailene Woodley's been involved with this one. Mm-hmm. This has to be helping this group get more attention and obviously more dollars as a result of that.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, this is finally getting a lot of press, and unfortunately, these private security firms that they've hired, they're the ones with dogs and pepper spray, and that's where a lot of these clashes are coming from, and now a lot of Native Americans and a lot of protesters are being arrested. They're trying to just make this go away, and it just keeps getting bigger. And now with $3 million in funding, then, you know, this is gonna go on way past the election. And again, I don't know if either candidate is even mentioned it, have they?
I haven't heard much about it from either candidate, and they're probably trying to stay away from it. I mean, both of these guys need another controversy, like they need a hole in the head.
Right.
So I would imagine they're probably trying to stay out of it as much as possible. But we'll continue to follow the story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, on Twitter at DJV Show, and happy Halloween from all of us. It's 50 past the
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I am Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls. And this music can only mean one thing, the score to Halloween. Welcome Chuck Curry, our movie guru. He's got some weekend box office total movie news for us. And, of course, Chucker, tell us more about why we're playing the Halloween theme.
Well, it's Halloween. And what more?
Well, what a great answer.
What more theme is more appropriate than Halloween? I'll tell you a couple interesting facts about this movie. Actually, I did a revival of it last night at the local theater, Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. We did two shows. We had a combined, almost 100 people came out. It was a really good time. One, the high-definition transfer on the big screen looked absolutely amazing. But, you know, the original title of this movie was going to be The Babysitter Murders, not Halloween. And it was the producer of Halloween who told John Carpenter when he hired him that they wanted to do the film set on Halloween night and call it Halloween. And that was, I think, a pretty important decision, because I don't know if the film would have the same effect if it wasn't called Halloween and went with the original title of The Babysitter Murders. They shot the movie Victoria on a budget of $300,000.
Really?
Went on to do $47 million worldwide. The mask that Michael Myers has in the film actually is a Captain Kirk mask that one of the producers bought in a store for $1.98. They just painted it white and opened the eyes.
Wow.
They shot the movie in 28 days. They wrote the script in 10 days. John Carpenter wrote the dialogue for the Dr. Loomis character played by Donald Pleasance. That role
was really good. He's really good in it.
He's great in it. He was paid $20,000 to do the movie, which in that time, I guess, was a big payday for him. The reason he took the role, he needed the money because he was going, he needed the money for alimony for his wife. And then Jamie Lee Curtis, who was an unknown at the time, was paid $8,000. And then Nick Castle, who played Michael Myers, that guy went on to direct The Last Starfighter. He was paid $25 a day for his work as Michael Myers in that film.
You know, I mean, is there another, because over the weekend, my boyfriend and I went through your top five list, which you can find on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJVShow. And we went through The Shining and Psycho, which I'd never seen. I love both of them. And we saw Halloween 1 and 2, which I had seen, but just not in a while. And then we did Halloween 4 and Halloween 5. And I remember thinking, this guy is the most famous non-speaking villain in the history of cinema, right? I mean, who else has ever had that type of a franchise without uttering a single word?
Well, I guess you could say, you know, here's the bottom line. Halloween, which came out in 78, easily was the most influential horror film in quite some time, because what it did is unleashed a whole slew of copycats, which went on to gain a lot of recognition and made a lot of money at the box office, like Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees in 1980. That really was a slasher film and featured a lot of blood, much more blood than the original Halloween ever did. Actually, Halloween 2 upped the ante and was much gorier than Halloween. But, you know, then Freddy Krueger came on the scene in 1984, played by Robert Englund, which you talked about last week in the annals of horror pop culture. I mean, these three characters are really became the modern-day generation of Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. It just, you know, different time, different place, different generation that embraced these characters, and these franchises have made a lot of money, and we will not see the end of these characters, because they'll just reboot and relaunch and reimagine these characters for decades to come. That's my opinion.
Yep. And you know, in a year where the movie box office totals have been sort of up and down, horror as a genre never seems to disappoint. Did we have any new horror movies come out this past weekend?
Not this past weekend, but you're absolutely right about that fact. I mean, most of these horror films that they're producing now, they produce on very low budgets of $5 to $10 million. Yes, they have, obviously you have to have decent marketing campaigns in the range of $20-$25 million to launch them into a, you know, 2,500-3,000 screen release. But the return on investment is pretty impressive when they hit.
Yeah.
Some of these movies make upwards of $80 to $100 million produced on a budget of $5 to $10 million. So yeah, the genre is always going to be very profitable for the industry. Now let's go to box office totals this weekend. Boo Madea Halloween, number one for the second straight weekend, doing almost $12 million in business, $52 million in 2 weeks of release. Pretty impressive, because the budget was only $20 million. Ron Howard's Inferno, the third entry in the Da Vinci Code franchise starring Tom Hanks, petered out really before it started, just a $15 million opening, that on a budget of $75 million. The studio could rest assured, though, because it's made over $100 million overseas, where it's been playing the last 2 weeks. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, 9.5, $40 million in 2 weeks. The Accountant, 8.4, $61 million in 3 weeks. That one stars Ben Affleck. And Ouija, Origin of Evil, ran out the top five. That is a horror movie, $7 million, $25 million in 2 weeks.
There you go. Ouija. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's DJV.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.